Hi folks, this is Bart from BartB.ie, back again for part 19 of my Introduction to the Terminal series, here on the Typical Mac User Podcast. For quite some time now, we've been concentrating on networking commands and working our way through the layers, having done some of the theory of how the internet works. And I'm not quite finished with networking, and we are going back to networking for another episode or two. However, before we do that, because I need to lay a few more foundations, and we're now going to very basic stuff again. But this is basic stuff I've been avoiding mentioning for the simple reason that I've been trying to keep things as simple as possible until I had to make them complicated. So now I'm going to go back pretty much to the very first episode and introduce a new complication, which isn't really complication, it just adds a great deal of power to the shell. But it's something we haven't needed, so I haven't, you know, wasted your headspace with it. So if you recall, way back, many moons ago, in episode 1, I said that the basic idea of a command is the same. First you give the command, then you give a space, and then you optionally give some arguments and some flags. That is indeed true, but that is not the entirety of the story. The fundamental Unix philosophy is that you shouldn't have many complicated commands that do, you know, a million and one things. Instead, you should concentrate on having many simple commands that each do just one thing and do that one thing well. Rather like menu bar apps on the Mac, I guess. But then, that whenever you want to do something complicated, you would have the mechanisms for stringing these simple programs together to do something very complex. And that's the bit I left out last time. So to do this, there are a number of different ways to do it. I'm going to look at just one this time, and that's the concept of redirection. So what you want to do is you want to take the output of one simple command and feed it in as the input to the next, and that way you literally chain together commands to give you what you want out of the other side. I've been planning this episode for quite some time, and in my head I've always thought of it as the plumbing episode. And the reason for that is that the symbol used to signify this redirection is the pipe symbol. Now, I have a European keyboard, so I'm not entirely sure where it is in an American keyboard, but for us, it is, you hold in shift and the backslash key, and you get a vertical line, and that's the pipe key. And that is what symbolizes that you should take the output of what came before and use it as the input from what comes after. And there's absolutely no reason you have to just do two things. You can keep going one after the other, and it, you know, it really is like plumbing. So you're feeding water into one function and then taking the output of that and feeding it into another function and taking the output of that and feeding it into another function until in the end you get exactly what you want. Okay, so that's given us a new concept. But in order to put some meat on this concept, I'm going to introduce you to two very important commands. The first one is the simplest one. A lot of the time, what you really care is how many of something you have found. You've run some sort of command which lists every file in a directory, but you don't actually care what the files are. What you actually care about is how many there are. One way you could do this would be to use the ls command with the minus l flag, which will list all files in the current directory, minus l meaning give me a long output, so it has the effect of putting in one file per line. So ls minus l will give you one line for every file in the current directory. And if you want to count how many files are in the current directory, that's a good first step. But of course, you then need to have some sort of program for counting. So ls minus l space pipe space wc space minus l will tell you the number of files in the current directory. Wc is a simple command that stands for word count. So if you use wc without any flags, it will count the number of words in whatever its input happens to be. In this case, we do give it a flag. We give it the flag minus L. And minus L says count lines. Not words, lines. So WC minus L is a line count. Slightly confusing, but a very simple function. I've almost never used WC without the minus L flag. In fact, I don't think I ever have, and I can't think of any particular reason I would want to. It is exceptionally handy, though, to be able to count lines, so WC space minus L is very handy. That's one use. Another use might be to do some sort of filtering. So you get a command which gives you a lot of output, but you're not interested in all of it. You're only interested in some of it. And the command that comes to your rescue here is the command grep, G-R-E-P. You can use grep in a number of ways, and one very simple way you can use grep is on a file. So if you have a text file and you want to search for how many times, or you want to search for all mentions of, say, your name, you could type grep space your name, if it has spaces in it, put it inside quotation marks to group it all together as a single argument, space the name of the file you would like it to search in. In fact, you don't have to give it just one file. You can put as many files as you like and grep will search all of those files. So maybe you want to search for your name in every file in the current directory. You would say grep space inside quotation marks your name space star, which means all. And that will then list you off every mention of your name. Grep doesn't have to be used in a file though. You can also use grep to search through the output of another file by using our friend the pipe. So you could say some command space pipe space grep and then some pattern, and then grep will search on the output of the first command and give you filtered results effectively. Now I've said pattern. At its simplest level, that pattern can just be a couple of characters. So if you use the pattern ABA, it will find lines of output which contain ABA anywhere within them. But sometimes you want to be a little more powerful than that, and grep gives you a number of special characters. So you may be interested in A something B. That would be A dot B, because the special character dot means one of anything. Another special character that's very useful is star, which means any amount of anything. Now, the important thing to bear in mind is if you're actually trying to match a dot, as in the actual dot symbol, you need to say backslash dot. So if you're looking for all JPEGs in a directory, what you would do is you would say ls space minus l space pipe space grep space backslash dot jpg, hit return. And that will give you every JPEG file in the directory. But you could go one step further. Maybe you don't want to see every JPEG file in the directory. Maybe you just want to know how many there are. Well, we have the word count command. So let's string it all together even more into three commands into one command. So we could say ls space minus l space pipe space grep space backslash dot jpg space pipe space wc space minus l. It's a mouthful, but that will tell you the number of JPEG files in the current directory. Now, in fairness, the command I gave there is somewhat contrived because there are actually better commands for finding stuff than using ls combined with grep. And we're going to get to those in the not too distant future, in fact. But my point here was to illustrate the concept that you can use the pipe symbol to chain together simple commands and put them together in unique ways that do exactly what you want to do. And that's all really I'm trying to get to today. So the grep command is important, and it's certainly one of the most common ones used with the pipe symbol. And WC minus L is also important, but really the most important thing to take out from the day is this concept of taking the output of one command, using it as the input to the next command, and the ability to chain these together in an arbitrary long chain of little commands, which help you do very powerful things. I'm going to leave it there for now. Until next time, happy computing.